Thomas E. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient. Gary Grosse, Grosse, address is 785 ROE Road, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-636. 5773, ID XXXXX-3553. Date of birth is 11/9/1943. This is a 82-year-old married man, married retired man. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Shield of California. Pharmacy listing, leave this blank space to be filled in. into the area of pharmacy, leave a space. This is addressed to address to Dr. Richard D. Minkner, M-I-N-K-N-E-R-N-D. At the Paradise Sky Rural Health Clinic. Family Medicine Office. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of long-standing Parkinson's disease -20 years. Currently not being followed by neurology. Recent history, next paragraph, recent history of chest pain, scheduled for angioplasty July 8, 2025. Currently no complaints of chest pain, shortness of breath, headache, visual changes, fever, chills, or night sweats. No recent injury or trauma. New paragraph, current problems. Abdominal pain, alcohol use, amaurosis fugax, right eye, anticoagulated, arthralgia, asbestosis, atrial fibrillation, B12 deficiency, obesity, body mass index greater than 30, chest pain, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, pedonculus, fatigue, generalized obstructive apnea, GERD, hypertension, history of adenomatous polyp of the colon, history of asbestosis exposure, hyperlipidemia, intention tremor, irritable bowel syndrome, left shoulder pain, lower leg edema, mastocytosis without anemia, mass of the left testis, migraine, nocturia, nocturnal hypoxemia due to COPD, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP therapy, osteoarthritis, peripheral neuropathy, prostatism, screening PSA, history of sepsis, sinusitis, tremor of both hands, ulnar neuropathy, unilateral inguinal hernia, inactive problems, anxiety, arthritis, depressive disorder, enlarged prostate, migraine, Parkinson's disease, visual impairment. Current medications. Duo Neb solution. Deep breath every 6 hours. Eliquis 5 milligrams oral tablet twice a day. Vitamin D3 50 micrograms daily. Dietilazem 240 milligrams. 24-hour oral capsule, extended release, once daily. Isosorbide mononitrate, 30 milligram oral tablet, extended release, 1 a.m. Levofloxacin, 500 milligrams, one tablet daily for 5 days. Lisinopril, 30 milligram oral tablet, one daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligram oral delayed release capsule daily. Prednisone 20 milligram oral tablet, chew by mouth daily for 3 days, then one tablet 20 milligrams for 3 days, then one half tablet 10 milligrams by mouth for 3 days. Propranolol, 120 milligrams oral capsule, Camsulosin, 2.4 milligram oral capsule, one daily. Health maintenance. Chronic anticoagulation therapy, pneumococcal vaccination, one time. Senior wellness, AWV, shingles vaccination, one time only. Tobacco use screening and cessation, weight management, COPD spirometry evaluation, depression illicit drug use screening, influenza examination, depression screening, annual office visit, hypertension blood pressure measurements. New paragraph, current diagnoses, Parkinson's disease without dyskinesia or fluctuation, 20-year history, brain MRI pending, patient requests neurological evaluation with 20-year history of Parkinson's disease. Number two, COPD. followed by pulmonary. Number three, atrial fibrillation, unspecified, chronic stable anticoagulation, followed by cardiology. Chest pain, improved after initiation of isosorbide, followed by cardiology. Anticoagulation, chronic, stable on Eliquis twice daily. Tremor of both hands. Updated MRI and neurology referral. New paragraph, Dear Dr. Minkner, Gary W. Gross was seen. He is an 82-year-old male with a 20-year history of Parkinson's disease, not treated or being followed by neurology. He has a history of bilateral hand tremor. He has no history of falling. No history of fluctuation or dyskinesia. New paragraph. MR brain imaging. Without contrast, July 1, 2025. Moderate prominence of the ventricles and sulci. Increased since previous study. T2 weighted images demonstrate patchy signal increase in the deep white matter and the periventricular areas. Increase from previous study. Reflection of microvascular ischemic changes. Diffusion weighted imaging does not demonstrate acute diffusion restriction. Internal auditory canals are symmetrical. The cella is not enlarged. Mastoids are well aerated. Minor mucosal thickening is seen in the maxillary sinuses. Nasal sinuses appear to be well aerated. New paragraph. Overall, there is moderate atrophy and leukomalacia. Increase since a prior study, but without focal acute abnormality. New paragraph, MRI of the brain without contrast, July 1, 2025. The clinical indication was seizure. Study of 22 April 2014 reviewed. Ventricles and sulci demonstrate moderate prominence. The ventricles and sulci demonstrate moderate prominence, increase since previous study. No other focal area of abnormal high or low signal intensity is seen. Diffusion-weighted imaging does not demonstrate acute diffusion restriction. Internal auditory canals appear symmetrical. The cilia is not enlarged. Mastoids are well aerated. Minor mucosal thickening is seen in the maxillary sinuses. Moderate atrophy is increased since previous study. Limited findings of chronic maxillary sinusitis. New paragraph. Clinical examination. There is minor tremor in both hands. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers does not demonstrate inducible neuromuscular rigidity. New paragraph. Ambulation is non-ataxic. Recommendations. We will obtain a DAT scan for Parkinson's evaluation and further treatment. New paragraph. Laboratory. Diagnostic evaluation ordered. New paragraph. Laboratory testing for possible cognitive impairment will be requested. The paragraph. He will be seen for return reevaluation in consideration of further testing, including medical dementia evaluation and consideration for amyloid PET CT imaging to exclude cerebral degeneration of the Alzheimer's variety. New paragraph, I will see him for reevaluation and follow up with an additional report period.